Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
A lot of times here on The Wake Up Call, we have the stupidest arguments about things.
True.
Especially...
No, we don't!
Stuff about... stuff that happens off the air. Apparently there is a battle brewing between intern Kevin and producer Gabe in regards to the new lid at Starbucks.
And
the
for new, God's sake.
The new lids they're putting on their coffee cups. Apparently this new lid started about like a year and a half ago when it was part of their Nitro Cold Brew. And now they're going to start implementing them on a lot more of the drinks that they serve there. Trying to eliminate the use of a straw? Is that what it is, Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Eliminate the use of a straw to protect the wildlife underwater. And guess who doesn't care about sea creatures? Oh my God. Producer Gabe. I've been counting how many times he gets straws a week, and it's five times a week, every week, for 4 weeks. Every month.
Okay.
Killing sea animals.
That doesn't necessarily mean those straws will end up in the ocean killing
sea. It could end up in a sea turtle's throat, a whale's blowhole. Yeah. How's he supposed to blow then?
How? Rain, tell him.
Yeah, Rain, tell him.
I mean, as ridiculous as Kevin is sounding, he's not wrong, by the way. There's a reason why zoos don't allow straws.
I mean,
they're huge hazards to animals.
I wish you could have seen Gabe just roll his eyes at you. I thought his eyes were going to pop out of his head.
First of all, Kevin, you're not some environment warrior. You never have been.
I don't know why suddenly.
Let Gabe talk.
Also, I did try it once. With the original drink it was for.
Uh-huh.
It was fine. It's okay.
Okay.
Also, I kind of feel bad asking them for a special lid. I don't want to be high maintenance.
Because you don't want to be a diva.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What is so different about this lid? Like, before it was the regular drink
lid. It's right here. Okay, it looks basically like a kid's sippy cup.
Ooh, I like it.
It almost spilled out, though. Look at that.
Yeah, that's true. It did almost just spill. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to have iced coffee all over my car.
Yeah, the hole at the top is actually probably the size of a quarter, so you're probably more apt to spill fluid out of there than you were on the old lid.
It also, you know what? I'm gonna point out some design flaws in this, and ladies would have to deal with this more than men. If you're wearing lipstick and you put your bottom lip on the bottom part of this sippy cup, like where you're supposed to put your mouth, you're going to push lipstick from your bottom lip onto your chin.
Well, listen, I wouldn't want you pretty ladies to not wear lipstick so that fish could live.
Oh! 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 Don't! Stop it! Okay.
What a burn! What a burn!
Kevin, what do you do to protect ocean life?
That is a great question.
What do I do? Wow. I don't eat fish.
Do you not?
Yes, you do!
Well, I don't cook it.
You told me once you were considering going on a Mediterranean diet.
Yeah, and then I never did it.
Okay, Gabe,
also,
what's your other problem with it?
Another concern I have about this is if I get iced lattes, I'm going to have cold ice all over my teeth when I'm drinking out of that.
Also, Gabe, don't you usually use a reusable
glass? It's true.
Glass?
I do have a glass one that I use most of the time with a reusable straw.
I mean, that's fine. The reusable straw is fine.
So I think we go in the reusable straw direction.
Okay.
Not this one, which also seems to be made out of more plastic than the other lid.
I don't know. So let me see that. What makes it more
thick?
It's recycled plastic.
How do you know?
It is a big, thick lid.
Because we're environmentalists.
Gabe's right. It's a really thick lid. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's necessarily creating more of an environmental hazard just because you make it thicker.
Oh, did you know?
He's trying to take your segment, Kevin.
So much plastic in this country goes unrecycled.
Well,
that's
Gabe,
just going to be thrown out into landfills.
Gabe, I just took a sip with this, and it felt good.
Did it? Let me see.
Have you tried it yet?
Sea otter.
Let me try it.
Like
okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Just try it.
While you try it, Gabe, let me give you a fact.
Oh. And he spilled it all over his chin.
Let me try. I feel like maybe you're being theatrical.
It's dribbly.
It looked like you spit it out of your own mouth.
I think you spit it out of your own mouth. Gabe, I hate saying this, and you know I hate saying this. I think we're all on Kevin's
side. Jay, you have a loose mouth. Close it.
Did you just spit water out because I said we're all on Kevin's side?
Too much came out.
A lot does come out.
There's no barrier. It's a big hole.
Yeah, if you keep getting straw, there's no barrier reef anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.